Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Greetings, loved ones, and welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. Today's episode, we are speaking with Kim Newing. Kim Newing is the mama and creator of Mama Goddess, and you'll learn all about what that is and how amazing it is. I found Kim through watching her home birth video of her third child, Harper. She posted it in a Facebook group that I was a part of Natural Moms or something, but this video was and is amazing, and it's such a powerful example of what birth can be like, and I highly recommend watching this video. We'll include links to it in the show notes, but I just knew I had to speak with her, and I'm so glad that we did, because this episode just has so much of the spirituality of birth. And, you know, Kim found the need to address the lack of nurturing that many women have towards themselves in the process of motherhood and create this awakening for women to love and honor who they are. And Kim's been a life coach for many years, and her path kind of took a different turn after a miscarriage. And she thought, you know, let's birth something amazing as a result of this experience. And that's exactly what she's done through her work. And she's a teacher, intuitive coach. She creates hypnotic meditations for women who want more from their lives and from their pregnancy and from their motherhood experience. So listen in. It is a gem. And I'm very excited to introduce you to Kim Newing.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Greetings, Kim. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we are great. We're so excited to be talking to you.
Yeah, Kim, thank you so much for carving out some time. Right now, we are on opposite sides of the globe, which is super cool. So, you know, we just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Doing It at Home podcast.
My pleasure. I'm happy to be here.
So share with us a little bit about yourself, Kim, and who you are, where you are, and what you're up to.
Well, who I am, I'm a mama of three. I have three gorgeous little girls at home. And I've been a coach working as a life coach for about 11 years. And it wasn't till last year I actually went through a miscarriage. And that's when my business took on a different trajectory. And I was meditating on the beach in Byron Bay, and after after the miscarriage, and just trying to make sense of it all, and this beautiful idea came to me about how I combine my skills of mothering and birthing and NLP and empowering women and bring it into a product and a movement for women in birthing. And so I felt like deep down there was going to be another opportunity for me to birth the way that I wanted to and record it this time so I could bring it to the world. And that's what happened. So it was one of those sort of divine synchronistic events that, I didn't plan it. I just let the steps unfold in front of me and kept taking one step, not knowing how it would turn out. And now I have this business called Mama Goddess that seems to have a life of its own that's taking off, which is kind of exciting.
Wow. There's so many things in that I want to touch on all of it. But first, what comes up for me is thinking, what an amazing mind and spirit you must have to take an experience like that and allow it to bring forth creative energy and healing and opportunities to inspire and empower others. I think that takes a different kind of soul and a different kind of frame of mind to go on the path that you've gone. And I think that's amazing. And like you said, the divine synchronistic things that just unfolded, you had a huge amount of trust and surrender in that process. And I think that speaks to who you are as a woman and as a mama. And I can only imagine how the business has taken off since then and all the amazing things you've been able to do.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's been quite a journey. Wow. It was very healing to birth, you know, in quotation marks, birth something after the miscarriage.
Right.
So that kind of became my baby and my delivering and my offering. So yeah, it's kind of special.
Wow.
So tell us real quick about Mama Goddess, because you mentioned that, and I've had a chance to dive in and take a look at everything, and it's quite an amazing business you have. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's still evolving. So Mama Goddess to me is not me. It's almost like an entity unto its own. It's a movement. It's a championing of the Mama Goddess within each and every woman. And she doesn't have to be a mother. So it's, I think what I've found over the years of working with women is our lack of nurture in our own environment towards ourselves, or that we received as children. And then of course the aspect that is mothering. So it's an awakening for women to tap back into that divine feminine, that sacred, empowered place of loving oneself, honoring oneself, channeling the power. And it's particularly important, I think, for birth, because from that place, when we feel empowered and plugged in and connected and supported to ourselves and the unseen energies of the universe, you know, we feel held and capable to manage anything that comes our way. So, you know, one of the things that I love to share with people is my mandate is not that you should have a drug-free natural birth at home. Mm-hmm. If you choose that and that's how it unfolds, that's awesome. That's important to me. But what I want people to, or women to really take away, is that you feel whole and empowered throughout the experience and after the experience. Not that you've handed over your power and then feel, you know, somehow disadvantaged or betrayed at the end of it.
Mm. In your work, do you do guided meditations? Because
I do. Yeah.
Love that, because your voice is so wonderful for everything you just said. I'm gonna pause for myself and play for myself throughout the day, just because your delivery of it all is so, so exquisite. And I'm very happy that you're doing guided meditation.
Yeah, it's you know, it's one of those things. I've been told for years that there's something about my voice and the way that I put words together that's very healing. And again, when I created Mama Goddess, that's what came through, was that I was going to create programs for women that were going to come as my recorded voice or programs. And instead of seeing clients as such one-on-one, which is what my business used to be, I can reach more people and have them access that place within themselves from the comfort of their home. So that's my next program that I'm creating, is actually a sacred birthing program. And I just went to the studio on Sunday night actually to record, and it's so juicy and so beautiful. And I think it's special when you get moved by your own work, without sounding egotistical, but I know when I'm on the right track, when I'm move to tears from the energy with which I speak. And the meditations I'm creating for birthing women now, they're twofold. One is, I really wanted to come with the essence of, I've got you, I'm here with you, especially for women who don't have, you know, a husband like Matthew or like my husband, or a mother who, you know, holds that space, or girlfriends, or a midwife, or a doula who says, I see you, I know what you're capable of, and I'm here with you. So I'm coming with that energy, and also the energy of the sacred divine, which is just empowered, sensual, creative, juicy, excited energy where a woman can be like, yeah, I've got this, I can do this, I trust my body, I surrender. So it's quite different to traditional kind of hypnobirthing, because I do have a background in hypnosis. It's much more the divine sacred languaging and energy of it. And it's so good. I'm so excited.
Wow. I can tell. I mean, you can hear it. You can feel it. It's like you're the conduit, right? I mean, that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm experiencing.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's goosebumps. It's very cool. Mm-hmm. And I've too of kid, you know, sort of wondering, is this, you know, you have your doubts, do people want this, or is this just what I like and my friends like? I'm not sure, but I'm, you know, in those moments I'm just trying to quiet and down the voice and just do my best work, really.
Absolutely. Ooh, that's so great. What else is the sacred birthing program going to do and go into? As much as you want to share, because I know it's still kind of coming soon and in the works, but what else can people expect from it?
I think, it's a collection of four meditations in the program. And the first part is about, which I consider really important in order to facilitate or create a really divine birthing experience, and that's about honoring the woman's body and the pregnant body and the sacred vessel that it is. And I think over the years, so many women I've spoken to still consider their body to be the enemy, and particularly with birthing, if they've A, struggled to conceive, B, their body is rapidly changing in ways that they don't necessarily appreciate, and C, if they've been really unwell or fatigued or you know, just not feeling good about themselves. So there's a really beautiful meditation, and it's, you know, each of my meditations combines a teaching with then a guided visualization, so that the two can come together as a deep learning experience. So we're honoring and celebrating and making friends with and even love with our pregnant bodies. The next one is about connecting with baby. And that was something that I learned for myself, especially when I was pregnant with my second and then my third. I got so busy that I didn't connect with the baby until way later on. You know, I would be 6 months in and going, oh my gosh, I don't even feel like I've made a connection with this soul that's living inside of me. So, for busy women who haven't had the time to create that divine connection, I'm helping guide them in to that space and feeling a thread between the two hearts, the mother and the baby. And that also is providing the direct intuitive dialogue so that you can birth together. So you know intuitively what's right for you and your baby, so you can feel that that oneness between the two. And also for women, even if it's their first baby, you know, who aren't sure about how to tap in or feel that vibration inside. And then the third one is about preparing for birthing. So there's quite a bit of a teaching, maybe 10 minutes of teaching in that one. And it talks about life lessons, and it talks about how you can practice in the lead up to birth by making peace with resistance. So whether it be relationships in your life or stressful situations, undesirable weather, discomfort in your body, and how do we make peace with the discomfort and choose to lean into it and open and surrender, even when we want to turn away and close? And I know that you probably know this too, Sarah, from birth. One of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves in birth is leaning into the discomfort and opening against what we would naturally want to close. And that's what magic is. Mm. So I'm teaching women how to do that in the experience by practicing in life. And so it's, you know, birth is so much more than just the birthing experience. It's, you know, I think it's life fucking supercharged, you know. It's like all in one, you're getting these massive learnings and lessons and opportunities to expand and deepen and awaken and grow. And so in order to give yourself the best opportunity at a sacred divine birth where there's no intervention or minimal intervention and feeling whole and empowered afterwards, I think it's a real gift to do the work with yourself during and in preparation for birth. So Does that make sense? I feel like I'm just, yeah, regurgitating a lot of information.
I'm getting it. It makes a whole lot of sense to me. I'm just like nodding my head this whole time, getting goosebumps in and out, taking notes furiously. It's what I'm hearing and feeling about it is the spirituality of birth. And I think that's something that a lot of us would like to ignore or don't even know is there and haven't tapped into, haven't had the support or the resources to explore what that is for them. But it's the spiritual, sensual, sexual life energy of birth that takes place before birth, you know, during pregnancy and after. It's, you know, it's this ongoing thing. That's what I'm hearing and getting from it.
Exactly. And you know, there's this quote that says, and it pisses people off, excuse my language, it says, we birth how we live.
Mm.
And that triggers people, and I get it. But for me, the meaning of that is when you live your values, when you live in accordance with the truth of who you are, and you are connected and plugged in to honoring yourself, caring for yourself, trusting that the universe has your back, that is a gateway for a divine sacred birth. And that's what it means to me when I tell people we birth how we live. So, and then that's what comes to the fourth meditation in the series, which is leading a woman through her birthing experience. And she can listen to it during the birth or during the labor or even just beforehand in preparation. But it is really awakening that fierce birthing goddess who has the ability to know and intuit wisely what's required in the moment that it's required, and empower herself and really surrender over to her body and the divine wisdom of the collective consciousness of all the ancestors who have birthed before us in the most profound and powerful ways. So I'm getting goosebumps again talking about it because and this is the beauty of the birthing video. It's so possible. And that's what I wanted to show women. This is not just fluffy, airy, fairy. Well, you know, it's birth is a bit random, which is what got me on this path as well. At the beginning with my first birth, I remember a friend said to me when I found out I was pregnant, and she knew my spirit. I'm a bit of a fierce woman, in case you hadn't realized. She said to me, don't be a hero, just get the epidural.
Mm.
Wow.
And nothing against women who choose that, and let that be your path is your path.
Right.
But what that said to me was, you know, in that moment, I'm like, I am not handing over my power to somebody else when I haven't planned for or empowered or learned or educated myself first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what sort of sent me on that path of, and who's suggesting that means, you know, that if I want what I would perceive a well-educated, planned birth, that means that I'm being a hero? No, I think that just means I'm in tune with and honoring of the sacred event that is birthing. So
what does a well-educated birth mean to you?
I think it's understanding all of the facets of it. So firstly, understanding yourself, tapping into and knowing what your fears or hesitations are so that you don't just bury them and hide away and hope for the best. I think it's being clear with yourself and the universe and those around you about what kind of birth you want to have and what you want your partner to participate with. So it's having clear communication about it. It's being well educated in the different types of experiences you can have and what can happen when you just say, I'll let the experts, in quotation marks, handle me because they know what's best. So I think a well-educated birther knows their strengths, knows what they need to ask for help with, knows can you guys hear that? My computer keeps beeping.
Oh, that's okay. That's the universe talking to us. It's saying we're onto something.
Yeah, like ding ding ding, she's onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really just educating ourselves to know what happens, what can happen if you don't prepare yourself. And we all know that birth is like life. We can prepare and then it can certainly take us on a different path and we can't control the outcome. But with knowledge, with the right kind of support network, the right team, alignment with our values, practicing of the things that are going to strengthen us and help us to feel empowered when the moment comes, you've got a better chance of having the most sacred, divine, incredible home birth or birth, however you want it to be.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can you, I'm curious, can you share with us one juicy, magical piece from each of your births? You know, I'm sure they were all different, and just something that you pulled from each of them, whether it was an affirmation from it or something that connected you with baby at that time, like, or even a description of how they were all different, or, you know, how, what their personalities were. What is something that you got from all three experiences?
That's a good question. Okay. So with my first, I think that was the most empowering for me because it was the unknown. Mm. And I had her in the birth center. So I was under the care of midwives, and, what I took away from that birth is probably the moment where I could really deeply trust myself, because I had, even though I had midwives and they were a wonderful team, they were certainly trying to steer me in directions that I knew weren't in alignment with myself. So, and I held to it. So I was, you know, for example, they were saying things like, I went into labor with Charlotte, that's my eldest. And I knew this was coming fast. She is a fast energy. And I knew this was going to be quite a fast birth. And so I called and said, I think I need to come in. You know, I'm getting the sensation that I need to push. And they said to us, no, it's your first birth. You know, this isn't going to happen early. You need to just relax and take your time and don't worry about it. Go back to bed. And so I did, and then I went back to bed, and the contractions were coming hard and fast. And so, and my husband was out at the time, and so during that period, he was making his way to come back. And I called again, and I'd said, I'm going to have this baby on the floor if we don't get onto this really fast. And so, long story short, we got me into the car and we just headed to the hospital, and she was birthed in an hour later.
Wow.
And it was just, you know, in that experience too, they were wanting to do internal, what do you call it, examinations, and wanted me to be in certain positions. And I was very much fiercely, I got this. Okay, mm-hmm. Please give me the space. And so that's one of the things I learned from that birth, is that I absolutely trust my body, and I trust when I'm plugged in and connected that I know what I need for myself. And that's not to say not to take help or support or care from those who need it. But if you can get yourself to the point where you are having a daily practice of trusting and plugging in with yourself and honoring yourself, it's much easier to know intuitively when you are in your power and when you know what you need. Mm-hmm. So that was from the first one. My second birth was my first home birth, and that was at home with my daughter Paige. And that was probably my most pain-free birth, how I would describe. It was a silent birth, so I actually didn't make any sound, and I had my friends with me in the room. And so that would be a piece of wisdom that I would bring to the table as well, which is, it's really important who you choose to have in the room with you with your birth. Ina May Gaskin, who is, you know, the leader of spiritual midwifery, it's a book that she wrote, but she was really a forefounder of midwifery. Mm-hmm. And she talks about the sphincter law being, you know, even just someone in the room that challenges you or doesn't have you your best interest or believe in your own empowered beingness can close you down. Mm. And so if we can't feel safe enough and held and in our power to open, that can certainly halt and slow down the birthing process. So choose really powerfully and importantly who you have in the room with you. And in the birth that with my second daughter, Paige, I chose, you know, the most remarkable human beings that I have around me. And it was such a peaceful, loving, gentle birth. It was just, I mean, both of my friends who were there and, of course, my husband all sort of said this, everyone got goosebumps. I just breathed that baby out in the depths of the night in quietness. And when she came out, when I pulled her, I was in the water and I released her up into my hands. And at that moment, who at the time 2-year-old daughter woke from her sleep and came into the room, and we didn't notice she was there. And I pulled the baby up out of the water and against my chest, and we all heard this little voice that said, "Oh, hi, baby. Welcome."
Wow.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
I know. It was one of the most spiritually connected moments of our lives, and we all just sat there and went, "Holy smokes, this is something." So, Wow. Yeah, it was a really beautiful experience. And with my third birth, which you see in the video, one of the things that I took away from that experience was the importance of the deep connection with your partner. And, you know, sure, if your partner is your support partner, maybe if you're birthing on your own and you don't have your lover there, or maybe you became pregnant on your own, whatever the case, but the importance of that connection. And I've had a beautiful connection with my husband, of course, with the first two births, but it wasn't till the third one that we danced in our moments together, where it really became about us as a couple bringing the symbol of our love into the world. And there were so many moments where he and I got to be with one another, and, you know, we were looking through family photo albums when I was in labor, and we were dancing, and, you know, he was massaging me, and it was a really beautiful experience of the two of us connecting. And it reminded me of the importance of that. And I think he is absolutely one element of how I've been able to birth with such ease and grace, because I've always known the strength of his love and presence has enabled me to open and surrender in the most beautiful way.
Hmm. And you really do see that in your video. And for everyone listening, we are going to be posting a link to Kim's video on the show notes for this episode. And let's go ahead and just mention real quick, Kim, your website, so folks can, you know, if they don't hear at the very end, where they can kind of check some stuff about you out. So where can they go online to look up you?
Yeah, I would love you to come and check out my website. So it's Mama Goddess, M-A-M-A goddess.com.au. I'm in Australia. And at the moment, I have a free opt-in for sacred birthing mantras. And one of the birthing mantras is, which is if I add on a fourth thing for women to take away for birthing, and I've always visualized my baby as liquid. And I would say, come on out, my divine little liquid baby, because the thought of oozing warm liquid being birthed is much easier on the senses than the thought of a watermelon, like some people would describe.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because that certainly helps, that visual. But I would love people to come and take advantage of those beautiful, divine, free birthing mantras. And April 18th is the release day of the birthing program, which will be meditations that they can purchase straight to their inbox and access straight away. And I also have a line of sacred crystal mala beads coming out as well for women who are pregnant and wanting to find that connection with themselves and spirit, and also for mamas who need that calmness and that connection to their center.
Wow. Kim, I just have to say, I want to take a moment to affirm you and thank you, because by doing what you're doing, because it's so crystal clear that you are in your purpose and in your passion. I mean, Yeah. That is just so, so easily derived from hearing you speak about everything that you do. When you do that, you create the space for all of us women, to get in touch with our divine goddess and to be the greatest, fullest expressions of who we are. By you doing that and being bold enough and brave enough, mother or not, I mean, you inspire all women by what you're doing. And I'm so happy you're doing what you're doing, because when you're rolling like you are and with the power that you are, you just, there's no question that you're going to promote huge change and huge shift in consciousness and in how women present themselves, how we love ourselves, and then who loves us in return as a result. You are doing amazing work. And, it, you know, from the smallest detail to a mantra and a meditation to just how you show up in your daily life, how you mother your babies, how you love your husband. I mean, you are Mama Goddess.
Thank you. Thank you for such beautiful words. It means a lot.
It's remarkable and inspiring. And I know so many listeners are going to be running to your website after they listen to this or during listening to it. And I'm sure you're going to get a lot of doing it at home moms wanting to get in touch with that Mama Goddess through their pregnancy and birthing experience. I'm taking notes for when we go baby number two. I'm going to be listening to you a lot, girl.
I would be delighted to be a part of your journey for that.
Oh, thank you. Is there anything you would like to leave us with? Any closing thoughts or remarks that could possibly top everything that you have blown my mind with tonight? Tomorrow morning, you're ahead of us in time. So it's night here, and it's morning there.
I think just the overlooked the part of our spiritual practice, you know. We all talk about it. Meditation's a big thing that's promoted in the world at the moment. Every second person is releasing a meditation program or talking about spirituality and the, you know, the hustle of it aside, it's the most important piece, to feel plugged in and held by an energy greater than all of our fears put together. You know, so entering into birth, knowing that the universe has your back and that you are so divinely held in the arms of grace, is just the thing that, for me, I think is the difference that makes the difference. It is no accident or fluke, even though it's been suggested, that I have had three births the way that I have. And I honestly believe one of the greatest pieces of that is my dedication and my devotion and my connection to my spiritual practice and my willingness to surrender and trust. And I tell you what, I am a mama of three, and my practice does not mean 30 minutes or an hour a day of sitting in meditation. Sometimes it is in the south, and it is me saying one prayer, which is, tell me what you need today, connect me in, and let me be the best version of myself I can be. Sometimes that's it. That's my spiritual practice. But as long as every day I'm making a connection with that higher place and that place within myself that I hold sacred, then, you know, magic happens.
It does. Mm. It really does. Like this conversation, this has been total magic for me. And thank you again. Peace and blessings to you and to your whole family. And we are going to stay in touch with Mama Goddess. You best believe. You will hear. You have not heard the last of Mama Goddess on this show.
Thanks, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah. And, you know, I just want to say one last thing for those listening. If you do anything, if you do one thing after completing this episode, please go and watch Kim's video, because everything that Kim said is on display in her video. And like I said, there will be a link to the video and a link to Kim's website, mamagoddess.com.au. All of that will be on the show notes for this episode over at diahpodcast.com.
Thank you again, Kim. We love you. You're amazing.
Yeah, thank you, Kim.
Thanks, guys. I love you too.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's D-A-D-A-G-E-S, wherever you listen to your podcasts.